Hey, what's up, everybody? I want to take a minute to tell you about the Struggling Artist Record Club, formerly the Get Punk Record Club. The Struggling Artist Record Club is a monthly vinyl subscription service in which Trev Allen, host of the Struggling Artist podcast, curates an album from an independent artist to send directly to your door. No need to leave the comfort of your home to deal with long lines or gatekeeping record store clerks anymore. Whether you've been collecting vinyl for years or you're just starting out, the albums you get from this record club will no doubt become essential listening for years to come. So what do you say? Why not give it a shot? There's no lifetime commitments, and the cost is literally what you'd spend at the big box record stores. You can sign up for just 1 month or throw caution to the wind, raise the horns, and go all in with 3 month, 6 month, or 12 month options. So head to strugglingartistrecordclub.com and start adding to your collection today. That's strugglingartistrecordclub.com to sign up and become a member of the dopest vinyl subscription service around.
Well, I didn't know if I was going to do one of these or not. I don't recognize Columbus Day as a holiday. I guess I did when I was a kid, because that's what we were taught. You know, we weren't taught about all the genocide and the rape. So this is coming out on the week of Columbus Day, but it's not because of Christopher Columbus. Fuck that Northern Italian. My people were from Calabria anyway. So here we go. This is Struggling With Myself.
Yo, struggling artist, steady fire like he's Satan. Hot like ovens, dropping ups like pizza making. Sounding crisp like he topping it with bacon. Up your fist cause he the opposite of faking. Watch some pits and read the Duke like Walter Payton. Take a glimpse of the ops that we play making. Count some pigs like a motherfucker Raymond. You struggling, I'm the motherfucker same man.
This time of year sucks for me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Lost a lot of people. Started with my grandmother when I was like 16. Jesus Christ, I'm 40. It's a long time ago. And every year this time of year just sucks. And I've lost a lot of people throughout the years on this time of year. I've dealt with some traumatic shit around these times of years, these times of years, this time of year, in past years rather. You know, as soon as like 2019, dealt with some bullshit that happened. And I wished I could have fixed everything, you know? And then this year, we're 2021, you know, 2021, and I'm looking back and I'm not beating myself up as much as I was for the last 20 some odd years. And, I'm afraid of that. I don't know if I like that. I feel like I'm going to forget the memory of these people or these tragic situations because of that. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want to forget these people. But, you know, whether you believe in God and that they're looking down on you, these people are looking down on you, or up, I guess if you believe in God, you believe in hell, right? Or if you just believe when we die, and that's it. You know, we're dust in the fucking wind, like the Kansas song. Whatever faith you fucking have, I don't have any faith. I don't have faith in people. I'm not going to have faith in a religion. But, you know, you got to believe that these people that cared for you that are no longer with us, they didn't want you to be a fucking mess every time of year when it comes around the time of their passing. So this year, I don't know. I wasn't thinking about that or anything, but I'm not going to say I've got a lot of good going on, but I do have good stuff going on right now. And it's hard, you know, when things go good, we forget things. We can forget people. We forget the struggles. And everything I built is built off of struggling, hence the podcast. But, you know, I can look back at it and fucking reflect on it and not blame myself for everything that's ever went wrong. I had too many people doing that to me when I was a kid, blaming me for shit. To the point where I take the weight of the world on my shoulders and I think everything that happens wrong or if something happens to someone I care about, it was my fault for whatever reason, for not being there to stop it, for not being there to help them. I got to stop doing that. It's fucking killing me. You know, if you do that kind of shit because, you know, you care about people, you can't always blame yourself. It's going to kill you. It's going to fucking kill you. You know, we want to live. We want to enjoy life. We want to enjoy music, art, you know. You can't always just let shit beat on you like that. Especially when, you know, if it's a situation that you couldn't help and no one wants to help themselves out of it. You can't. We're not, you know, I don't believe in gods, but we're not a god, you know. We can't fix the world. We can't fix everything. We can only just work on what we can. Work on ourselves, you know. Do right by your own accord. You can't be there to save everybody. And that's something I struggle with because I thought I could. I wish I could. And it fucking bites me in the ass every single fucking time, you know. That was a motorcycle. Awesome. That would be great audio for you guys. Sorry. But yeah, this time of year sucks. I've lost a fucking gang of folks throughout the years between September and October. You know, I've been in some fucking traumatic situations throughout the years during these times. But also, I thought about this the other day. I do a lot of change for myself. And I don't know if that's because I'm trying to deflect feelings and thoughts or if I'm just trying to, you know, run away as I do from other things. But, you know, I've changed jobs for the better, usually in October for some reason. I moved to Massachusetts. That's a big one. I left my hometown where things were not going well for me. I left there in October of 2011. I moved to Worcester, Massachusetts. And that chapter of my life changed, you know, or that chapter was over and a new one began. And it was a much better path, much better path. I'm not one built for hometown shit. You know, I don't know what it is, but I just not. Yeah, that stuff, you know, it all matters. It all means something. I don't know what, because I'm fucking, you know, I'm a fucking nincompoop, but I'm sure it has something to do with something, and whether it's subconscious or whatever. I don't typically, like, edit these things, so the ooms and ahs, well, I mean, you're going to hear ooms and ahs no matter what, but if, you know, I say something and then end up talking about it again, that's you know, sorry. I just don't edit this shit. I feel like when I do the struggling with myself things, I need to be as raw and open and honest as I possibly can. And that comes with errors, just like life. Yeah. So I don't know. You guys probably hate these things. I apologize for my selfish ass, you know, projecting what I'm feeling onto you guys every so often when we do these. Yeah, but, I don't know. I just want to talk. I guess we'll just tell. Okay. When I was 16, my grandmother passed away. Coincidentally enough, she passed away. I can't even tell you the date because that's what my generation does. We fucking just bury everything that's traumatic. And I can't tell you the date, but I can tell you where it's right around now. Right around now. It's October 10th is today. So this is right around now. This, she had passed away, and that really changed a lot of how I acted. I don't talk about her ever. Ever. I don't ever forget her, but I don't talk about her because I get a little shitty about it. I'm not shitty, but you know what I'm saying? She was my everything. She, big hand in raising me. I was the oldest of that side of the family. Way older than all my cousins and siblings and shit. But, yeah. Losing her was a tough one. Was a tough one on me. And, needless to say, I ended up in therapy because of it when I was younger. And, you know, once I was 18, I stopped doing that. I thought, oh, well, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. And look, here we are. You guys are my therapist for today. Fucking all these years later. Yeah, so she passed away. And I remember her funeral. And there's a family that she worked for. And she worked for them. She watched their kids grow up. She was like a housekeeper. She watched their kids grow up and stuff. And this rich family. And I remember one of them read something that she had written. And fuck. She, you know, he went through the whole thing pretty good. And then I was like at the tail. She wrote about me at the tail end of that. And he folded. Just like I feel like I'm about to. I just hated myself for everything. I hated myself. Because when she was sick, I wouldn't go see her. So I pushed this shit away. I lock it up. I fucking lock it up. And I probably shouldn't have all these years, but I did. I don't remember the day she died. And I couldn't tell you where her tombstone was. I know whereabouts the cemetery is, never stepped foot on there since. And that's shitty on me. Shitty on me. Because I bury that stuff. I bury that stuff. And I just, that's why I'm so fucking angry all the time at everything. Because of that. That's where it started. I mean, I was always angry, but that's where it really got deep. Burying your shit doesn't help. Blaming, but I'm not blaming. It's not my fault. She passed away. I didn't give her cancer. You know what I'm saying? This shit's not on me. And you think she wanted me to be all mopey this time of year, every fucking year? No, she didn't, you know? So this year, I'm looking at things I'm trying to look at things in a different light. And like I said, I got some good shit going on. This podcast is one of them. You guys are one of them. Yeah, you know, the interactions I get from you all and the guests, and it's amazing. Cause we're all in this shit together, man. We really are. And we're not alone. That's the biggest thing. That's been a common theme, I think, throughout this podcast with all the, especially with the mental health stuff. We are not alone. You are not alone. Ever since I heard that first Ducky Boys record, that's when I realized, you know, that was a big thing to me when I was younger. Look, when it's all said and done, you know, I'm probably going to still beat myself up over shit. And that's just what we do. You know, if you're honest, if you believe in your heart, if you're a real good, like you're a piece of shit, chances are you're a good person. That's the way I always see it. But, no, I'm serious. I try to do good. I try to do good by others and everything else. And this is a tough time of year, and I'm always there. I try to always be there for everybody. I'm not saying that's not a bad thing. You know, that's just who I am. That's just how I'm built. But I need to stop with taking the weight of the pain and trying to make me the cause of it. I didn't do this to people. I didn't do this to anybody. I lost my best friend a few years back in September. You know, we hadn't talked all that in the beginning of that summer. Beginning of that summer, I got him a gig and it didn't work out, and we didn't talk to each other all summer long. I thought he was mad at me. He thought I was mad at him. And then we talked, and how foolish we felt, you know, how foolish we felt. And I remember him saying, brother, I love you. And I said, I love you too, man. And, you know, I said, let's get up soon. And he said, yeah. And I think it was like 3 weeks later, he passed away. And why wasn't I there? Why didn't I know he was sick like that? You know, why didn't I know he was sick? Why didn't I know, you know, it's not my fault. It's not anybody's fault. It's just, you know, it's not. And if, look, I'm telling you these stories in hopes that someone who listens, who might be going through this, recognizes it and says, shit, it's not my fault either. I'm not doing this to try to sound like a fucking preacher. I'm not doing this to sound to be fucking, you know, high and mighty or to project my own shit on anybody else. No, I want to share stories with you guys. That's been my entire purpose on this entire, my whole life is I want to share experiences with people. And maybe we all can gain some knowledge out of it. And I don't know if that sounds pretentious or not. I don't know. But like, I know at some of my darkest moments in life, I wish someone was there to say, hey, it's okay. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You know, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to cry about shit. I didn't have any of that. I got told, if you cry, I'm going to beat you. Okay? That was at a fucking funeral. I was told that by my old man. You know? And I still cried for him when he was sick. You know? And we don't talk anymore, him and I. I haven't in years, over a decade. And I, you know, and I saw him a couple months back. I was driving. I ended up in my hometown. I was driving through and saw him in his wheelchair, hanging out on the bridge, you know, and I was mad at myself because it made me feel something and I don't know what the fuck it was, but I don't know. Anyway, but like, you know, this guy, like I have no feelings for him, or at least I thought I didn't until I saw him. And I don't know what it is. I think it's probably still fucking anger, you know, but whatever. Like I've made peace with that whole situation. But, yeah, so, I mean, I was taught to just bury this shit. Don't let it out. Don't show emotion unless it's anger, you know. Don't you dare cry. Go punch someone in the mouth. Like, that. That's kind of how, you know, I was taught. And obviously it doesn't work. So, I don't know, guys. Again, like, I just, you know, I'm gonna preach. Here we go. I just said I don't want to be your preacher. I don't want to preach like all this negative shit without turning on some kind of light. But and I'll go back to what I was saying earlier. Right now in 2021, as scary as it is, because I do not want to forget any of the people I've lost. I don't want to forget any of the situations I've been in. I don't. I did enough of that. I did enough of burying shit. But I feel positive about a lot of things going on right now, and it scares me because this time of year, I shouldn't feel that. I should feel the opposite. But again, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should be feeling positive. Maybe I should be, thinking of good things and not, you know, not dwelling on things that are out of my control. You know, you don't have to forget the people. You don't have to forget the people that you lost, but you can't fucking keep beating yourself up over it because it's going to kill you, like I said earlier. So, I don't know. Next week, I have an amazing guest for you guys. And I can't wait for you guys to hear the episode. And I have a nice big lineup coming up of guests. Y'all won't hear from me again until probably right around Thanksgiving time, like doing one of these solo ones. If this is your first time listening, I'm sorry, this is the first episode you listen to. I do these from time to time when there's like a holiday week or something going on. And I don't, you know, I want to make sure, if no one listens to this episode, I'll be fine. But when I have a guest on, I want to make sure they get the maximized listens. So I don't typically, I try not to drop an episode with a guest on a holiday. Yes, Columbus Day. It's not a holiday to me. Fuck that guy, you know. he's a piece of shit. But, you know, I don't know. It just kind of lined up, and I've been thinking about this kind of thing for a while. I've been thinking about, you know, this time of year, obviously, for months, preparing myself to be a depressed piece of shit. Maybe the last, you know, 2 years was enough. Maybe I hit rock bottom and I'm climbing out. I don't know. Whatever it is. You know, I know I'm trying to make myself reason with that and be good with it. It's not, I'm not supposed to be fucking miserable all the time, right? That's not life. We're not living life if that's what's happening. All right, guys, that's it for this week. We're gonna lead out of here with Jonathan Rodriguez's song, Out With The Old. Beautiful song. I love it. I play it all the time when we do these episodes. So until next week, take care of yourselves. Hang in there. You know, if it was out of your control, it's not your fault. Remember that. We'll talk to you next week. See ya.
Same, but I can live with this fire.